You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm. John Gibby, Andy Gibson and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. We've got Wincanton, Carlisle and Southwell in the afternoon. We'll squeeze in the best of the action at Thurles as well. And we've got evening action to look forward to at Newcastle. So plenty to go at. You can watch the action from Southwell and Newcastle live on Betting TV, all for free as well. And my name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio by Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Very, very giddy. The old excitement is starting to build now. We're not that far away, are we? And goodness gracious me, the greatest festival coming up.
Getting closer. It's superb stuff. And the thing that's makes me realise just how close it's getting is when you go on the Racing Post website, you've got a list of days at the top. And Tuesday of the festival is now in that list of days. It means,
oh yes,
we're getting closer.
Yeah, we're getting closer. We're getting giddy. And let's hope the weather continues to stay as it is.
Yeah.
Nice and calm. Bit of sunshine. It'll be perfect. Perfect.
Just going to take a look ahead to some of the action on the Thursday of the festival, because this is Thursday's Racing Podcast. So we'll get stuck into the Ryanair to start with, Pimmy. It's turning into a really good race. Prize money is superb. £350,000 for a 2.5 mile grade one contest. And at the time of recording this, a Plutar is the market leader at 5-2. Min is 3-1, 11-2 for Frodon, 8-1 for Riders on the Storm. Shaq and Porsoir in there at 12s, but I don't think he'll go to the race. Neither will Delta Work at 12s. Polito Log 20s, San Calvados is 20-1 and 25s or bigger for the remainder. Just starting with a Plutar, Pimmy, very impressive winner at the Cheltenham Festival last year, won by 16 lengths at the festival last year. But he's taking on some horses rated much higher than him and proven grade one performers. Is this his toughest test?
Oh, by sure, his toughest test. Obviously, it was the Close Brothers handicap chase last year. He raced off a mark of 144. He's now official rating of 160. So he's obviously shot up the weights, but he's done absolutely nothing wrong. He finished third the time after Cheltenham when he ran at Punchestown. More than likely came a little bit quick for him after the festival. He was a readied winner on the 27th of December this year at Leopardstown when he beat Chacun Poissois. I think that's how I pronounce it, don't
it?
Similar.
Like that,
similar. I never was very good at Japanese. but that run was a very, very impressive performance, to be perfectly honest. And because of that performance, he heads the market. He's a son of Cap Guard, French stallion, who loves the soft ground, so that ground will really suit him.
Yeah.
And the great thing about him is, as well, is he's six. He's only a baby. So, there could be an awful lot more to come from him. You'd imagine Rachel Blackmore will take the route, as she has done in the past. And for me, he's a worthy favourite. But I think you look at Mim, he's a regular here at the festival. OK, he's nine now. He was in the champion chase last year. This trip definitely is going to suit him better because he came good when he beat Politologue at Aintree after Cheltenham last year. That was over the trip similar to the Ryanair next week. So, he's definitely an interesting one. But whether some of the younger kids on the block will have the measure of him, well, could be difficult for him this year. Obviously, Frodon won it last year. Again, was in great form with himself all last season. He got the job done really well when he beat ASO. And again, you'd imagine a big run from him once again this year. But the one I'm going to side with is Riders on the Storm, a son of Scorpion, whose offspring can be a little bit tricky at times. But again, he's been in great form of late. Again, he beat Surname last time, but prefer Surname was beaten when he fell. And again, that was a classy performance. A mark of 162 for that win. He definitely comes here as a player. And at 8-1, as he is at the moment, I think he represents a bit of value.
Yeah, he's shortened in the market in the last few weeks as well. 12s into 8, so he's strong in the betting there. And do keep your ears peeled as well, if that is a phrase. I'm not sure it is a phrase, but keep your ears out on William Hill Racing Radio at the Cheltenham Festival, because we will be hearing from Nigel and Sam Twiston Davis on the chances of Riders on the Storm. So we should get a little insight there. So that will be nice. I mean,
they've all got to be positive. You know, he's unbeaten this season, and you know, he's got plenty of ticks in the boxes. The other one I thought could be interesting each way is St Calvados. He's a big price at 20-1. And I thought he ran plenty well enough in defeat the last time we saw him at Cheltenham.
Yeah, that was in the Grade 3 in January. Ran well, only beaten a nose by Old Grangewood. So if you're looking for one at bigger prices, he could get involved. And another one to mention at massive prices as well, if he can bounce back in any way, would be Duke de Geneva, if he takes his place in this lineup as well. He won the Arkle at the festival last year. He's had a disastrous season since, but we know how good Willie Mullins is at getting his horses right for the festival. He's 25-1. Not sure if he'll go to the Ryanair. I think he is aimed at that race, but one to consider as we get close to the race. But as it stands, a Plutar, the 5-2 favourite. Pimmy is going for Riders on the Storm as an each-way angle at 8-1. We might have to look for each-way angles if we're looking for a bet in the Stayers Hurdle as well, the 3:30 on the Thursday. Paisley Park, the hot favourite, 8-13 at the top of the market. One of those runners going into the festival, it looks pretty bomb-proof, to be fair. Benny DeGier, second in the market at 8-1. Think she's most likely to go to the Stayers, but she's 8-1 if you, to the Mares rather, but 8-1 if you fancy taking a chance on her going in the Stayers. Do remember anti-post rules though, so if she doesn't run in that race, you will lose your money. Somerville Boy is 10-1, 12-1 for Emmy Tom. Penn Hill is 12-1, a previous winner of the race. City Island 14s, 20s or bigger for the remainder. We'll just start with Paisley Park, Pimmy. Is he the banker of the meeting?
It's a bit like going back to Big Bucks and English Driver and all those sort of horses,
yeah,
isn't it? You know,
Barracuda and the
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he's got every tick in every box, to be perfectly honest. He beat Somerville Boy a length and a quarter last time out at Cheltenham. That was on the 25th of January. And again, there's no reason in the world for me to think that Somerville Boy can turn that form around. I'd imagine that he is basically everybody's banker of the meeting. Very, very difficult to oppose. If you want to oppose him, I think you're going to look for a little bit of value. And I thought the one that might give us the value there is the Martin Brazel trained City Island. He was a winner here last year when he beat Champ. And I thought that his form has been pretty strong so far this season. And I definitely feel that a step up to this trip could well suit him. He's a, as I say, he's a festival winner in the past. And at 14-1, I thought he might represent a little bit of each way value in a race where I feel, you know, the favourite's going to be a lot of people's banker.
Yeah, I like the angle with City Island. I think he's a dark horse in the race. As you mentioned, he beat Champ in the Ballymore last year, which is over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. It proves that he's got Cheltenham form. Since then, he's run over shorter trips, over fences. They've decided to go back over hurdles with him, up in trip to 3 miles, which I think will suit, like you say. And I think he's 14-1. I'd be surprised if he wasn't somewhere near the frame. So,
oh, yeah. Definitely. He's definitely a player for me. Like I say, things just didn't go quite right for him over the larger obstacles. So they've done the right thing. They're bringing him back to hurdles. And I definitely feel at 14-1, there's a little bit of value to be had there.
Yeah. I just mentioned a couple of others, Pimmy. Penn Hill for Willie Mullins. He's finished second a couple of times this season. He won the Stayers Hurdle back in 2018, but he's obviously a horse that's hard to keep right. If he's on song, do you think he has a chance?
I think it's very difficult, to be fair. You know, he's knocking on the door. The door hasn't quite opened. And in this grade, I think it's going to be very difficult for him to get his head back in front.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but how many horses come back to win it?
Not many.
No, correct.
Yeah, there's not many horses can regain a Cheltenham Festival crown.
No.
Is there, so.
No, once that crown's gone, pal, it usually means it's gone.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see if we have any specials on the website. I'm sure we had a market for betting without Paisley Park, or we will do on the day anyway, for certain. Let's just have a look.
Yeah, Stays and again, without... on the day, that might be worth exploring, to be fair.
7-1 City Island without Paisley Park.
Yeah, I still think I'd be bold and go each way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fair enough. 14-1 if you're bold like Pimmy, if you're brave going into the Cheltenham Festival for City Island. That's great stuff to look forward to. Anything else you're looking forward to over the week, Pimmy? Just memories or just...
Just the whole festival, yeah. Is just unbelievable, isn't it, every year? I mean, I was never a fan of it going 4 days.
Yeah.
But... listen.
Are you less of a fan of it potentially going 5?
Well, if it goes 5 days, God blimey, there'll be a lot of livers in tatters.
There will.
That's for sure. So I think that's the negative, but I can understand from a financial point of view, that's the way forward for them. There's going to be a massive crowd there each day. That roar when the tape goes up on that opening race on Tuesday is just something to be there for, really. Yeah. It just puts the old hairs on the back of your neck really standing. And, just the whole thing is just unbelievable. And fingers crossed, we're just, I know, a long, long way away from the Fox Hunters on the Friday, but Ollie might have a runner. And if that's the case, we'll be going.
I hope you do. Yeah.
So it'll be nice.
Yeah, very good. Nice. It's looking like a good Fox Hunters this year as well, isn't it?
Very competitive.
Manila Rocco and stuff.
Our fella's got a mountain to climb, but he deserves to be there. And we may never have the opportunity again, so...
Just to have a runner is great.
If he's fitting well, yeah, we'll be there.
You've got to be in it to win it, Pimmy.
Correct. We won't win it in his stable, will we?
Exactly. Let's move on to the action coming up on this Thursday then, because Pimmy's got a couple of races prepared for us. We're going to Wincanton first. The 4:45 on their card is a handicap chase. It's for 5-year-olds and older, rated 0-125, 3 miles and 1 furlong in front of them on soft ground. So it's going to be quite a test, this. Of the 8 of them, Pimmy, there's not many arriving here in good form, really. There's a lot of P's and F's next to names in this race. It's, I suppose, a race where you've got to try and find one that's more solid than the rest.
Well, I think, again, you know, bitterly disappointing some of these races, to be perfectly honest. But I think, again, you know, it could be worth looking for a bit of value for money. Interesting, Busson has been in good form of late. He did win at Ludlow back on the 23rd of April 2019. That was going right-handed when Chester Williams rode him. Lizzie is back in the saddle tomorrow afternoon. And again, you know, although disappointed, I thought, last time when beaten a long, long way behind Dragon d'Estraval at Ludlow. Again, there could be a little bit more to come from this in a lesser race. Le Boisello. Well, that's written by Tommy O'Brien. Tommy's great value for his £5. He rode 3 horses for us at the weekend. Very capable young pilot. He's ridden this horse a few times. And again, I think, although whether he can manage to get his head in front remains to be seen. But I think, again, you know, certainly going to be a player at tomorrow afternoon. And the other one that I thought was interesting was Quite By Chance, who possibly is not quite as exposed as one or two of these. And I thought he ran okay last time out at Taunton when he was 4th of 10, beaten 13.5 lengths behind Caps of St Vincent. And again, there could be a little bit more to come from this fella. If we go back a long way, back to January 2019, he was rated a mark of 135, down to 120 now. So, you know, he's obviously, for whatever reason, on a little bit of a slippery slope. But young John Joe Neal takes the mount. He's in great form at the moment, riding with bags of confidence. And I just thought Quite By Chance could be one to take a chance with.
Yep. Quite By Chance then, the selection for Pimmy. This is easier than some of his tasks in the past, and might well be a chance for him to bounce back. Onto the 6:30 at Newcastle. Handicap, class 4 handicap for 4-year-olds and older, rated 0-85. We do have betting out already on this as well.
Do we really?
3-1 joint favourites at the moment. I Know How and Mia Mentor at the top of the market. Glenamoy Lad is 11-2. 7-1 Equiano Springs. Indian Sounds is 7-1 along with In Surplus. It's 9-1 for Buccaneers Vault, and Northgate Lad is the outsider at 12-1. So start with I Know How, Pimmy, one of the joint favourites, chasing the hat-trick. Good form.
Yeah, very good form. From a yard that does really well with not that many runners, really, that of Julie Camacho's. And I Know How's been in cracking form of late. He's a C&D winner. Up £6 for that success last time out. But he's certainly full of confidence. Coming out of stall number 6 shouldn't be an issue either. And he's definitely got to be a player tomorrow evening, that's for sure. Mia Mentor was a little bit hampered in running last time out. And again, when he got a bit of a clear run, managed to stay on nicely. And again, she might just leave that little bit of an unlucky run behind her tomorrow evening, Mia Mentor, from a yard of Peter Chappellheimer's. Don't see quite so much of Peter Chappellheimer as we did do in the past, but he's still a very capable trainer if he's given the ammunition. And the other one I thought was interesting was Glenamoy Lad. Again, another course and distant winner. Michael Wigham does very well here at Newcastle. And again, you'd imagine that Glenamoy Lad could well be a player tomorrow evening. But I think push comes to shove, I think I Know How can complete the hat-trick.
I know how then to get the hat-trick up for Pimmy, and that does it for this this edition of the William Hill Racing Podcast. I know how in the 6:30, along with his selection of Quite By Chance in the 4:45. Pleasure as always, Pimmy. Thank you very much. Best of luck, and I hope you get to the Cheltenham Festival.
That would be brilliant.
There you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. John Gibby, Andy Gibson and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio, will be covering Wincanton, Carlisle and Southwell in full in the afternoon. We'll try and squeeze in some Thurles as well, and we'll have Newcastle during the evening. And if you don't already know, we've got live free coverage of the meetings at Southwell and Newcastle on Betting TV as well, williamhill.com, and on the William Hill app to check that out. So thank you very much for joining us on this William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.